You're holding Daf Tzadik Hei Yom Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. The pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, the Yishpi B'Noif, Hashem Bilidei Harofa, that was the name Yishpi B'Noif, he was the son of the great giant. On Mishkal Kina, the weight of his spear was Sholosh Meis Mishkal, 300 Mishkal Nechashos, weight of Kappa. V'Chog Chadosha, and he had a new, and he was wearing like a new sword. And he said, Lahakri says David, let's go kill David. That's his pasuk. Now the Gemara darshins, my the Yishpi B'Noif, who is this person? What's the lashon of the Yishpi B'Noif? So Amrav Yehuda said, Omar Rav, Ish Shebua Al Yiskei Noif. It means a person that came because of the Aveira of Noif, because of what happened by Noif, he came now to give punishment back to David. That's his pasuk of the Yishpi B'Noif, that somebody came to give punishment to David because of what happened in Noif. Rashi says, since we spoke about before, the day that was left over, that Sancheirav had one day to give punishment for the Aveira of Noif. So now we also talk about what happened because of Noif. So the Gemara says what happened was, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Ademos Hayi Oven Zeh Tamim B'Yodecha. How long would this sin be hidden by you? In other words, that you did not get your punishment for it yet. Why? Because al yotcho nergo noiv ira kahanim. Because of you, the city noiv was killed out. The al yotcho, because of you, nitra doig radoimi. Doig adami also got punished. And Rashi says, because he spoke Lashon Hara about you. Because he was jealous of you to shoil. And because of that, maisa, both who ira noiv hakahanim was killed out. And doig was killed because of that. And also the Ayotcho Neagul Shol is Shoshes Bonof. And Shol and his three children were also killed out with that Mechom against the Plishtim. So it comes out, it's all because of you. So therefore you have to receive some punishment. So Hashem is telling David, with Tzaymcha if you want, Yichlo Zarecha, either I'll make an end to your children, you'll have no children, they'll all be wiped out, or Timtza B'yadai, or else I'll give you all into the hand of the enemy now. Is Amal Afonah, so David HaMelech said back, I'm better off putting me in the hands of an enemy, but do not wipe out, not kill out my children. So with this case here now, that the Yishpi B'Noiv, I mean this Russia Yishpi, he wanted to take Nekama against David for that because of Noiv. So, Yom Echode one day, Nofak Lisko B'Zoi, he went out to this place, David Melech went out to this place, Socha Bizoi, Rashi says, Loshin Pasoi Kriya Kfarhoi, it was a city like. It is also Sotan, so the Sotan came, Vyid Malay Kitfiya. He appeared to David as if he was a deer. And Posak Begira, so David shot an arrow at the deer. Fulay Matayu, didn't hit him. Is Moshe, so kept on running, kept on hitting him, kept on trying to shoot him. Adiyam to where it plished him, until at the Sotan drew David to come into the land of Plishtim. When the people sitting in Yishpi B'Noiv, that's this person, when he saw him, his Omri said, this is the one, this is David, that killed my brother Goliath. So what did he do? Kafte, he grabbed the hold of David, he had tied him up, Kamte, folded him over, Oisve Veshadye Tuse, they bedaya, he threw him down in between an olive tree, and the Stalmi was going to do things to him. As it happened was, Rashi says, he was about to squash him over there. Is a Sava Lenisa, and this happened to him, and Mochale Arya Mitusei, that the ground like became soft, and David was able to fall inside the ground like. And therefore, when he pushed down the weight on top of him, he didn't crush him, nothing happened to him. And Haino the Siv, that's what the Pasuk says until him, Tarchit Tzadi Tachtoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu widened my footsteps underneath me, for Loi Moador Kasule, that I was not crushed, that my feet did not slip. So the Mor says, Hahu Yoima that day, Apanya Demali Shabbat Hevi. It was like Erev Shabbos it was. Now Avisha Ben Tzruya, Heavy kochayef reisher bedalit garbi demaya. Avisha ben Tzruya was like washing himself, washing his head and stuff, makavet Shabbos with four buckets of water. Now Avisha ben Tzruya, he was a relative of David. Now, what happened was Chazya Ketamid Doma. He saw some bloodstains next to him. And he could be army, some say, Osa Yoina, a pigeon came, a Yoina came, Itrof Kamei. And he heard himself, he was bleeding in front of him. Izoma, so Avisha Ben Tsuriya said, Knesses Yisrael, Yoina, Im Sile. Knesses Yisrael is a moshless daima to a Yoina. Shneem the Apostle says, Kanfe Yoina, Nechbo Vakesef. And so what does it mean to teach me then? Shema Amidu from here, we understood that the David Malkod Yisrael B'tzar Shari, that the Melech Yisrael David is in pain. So also Levesi came home, he came to David's house. Lo Yashkecha, he didn't find David. Omer, he said to himself like this, Tanan, we learned our Mishnah before, we learned Tanan, and Reich from Malsusai, nobody's allowed to ride on the horse of the king. V'en Yesh from Achisi, nobody's allowed to sit on the king's chair. V'en Mishdamshim B'Shabitai, you cannot use his staff. But the question is now, B'Shas HaSakon Amai, now that David and Sakona, I want to go take his sus, I want to ride to try and find him. So also Shaul ben Midrashi went and asked the Shalom of the Medrash, Omelu said to him like this, B'Shas HaSakona Shapadami, B'Shas HaSakona, now you're allowed to use it. If this is the way you could save David, go and take his own horse like and use it, try and find him. So Rochvel Lepardia, he took David's mule, V'Kom, V'Ozal, and he went to try and find him. Kov Tzalayarya, and there was a Kvitzis HaDerech, he made a first route to Eretz Plishtim. Is Bahadai, the Kamaske, while he was traveling, Chazil Yopo Imar, he saw Opa, that's the mother of Yishvi Benayv, he saw his mother. Teheves Navla, that she was spinning. Is Kichazia, when she saw him, is Poske Lepilche Shadisei Elayu. As she took her needle and threw it at him, it looked as if it just fell, but she meant to, kill him. So, she thought she wanted to kill this Tsuruya. Is Omolei, so when it fell and did not kill him, she said, Omolei, Olam, Aisle Plach, please give me back my needle. Is Paskia Beresh Moicho Tekatle, so he threw it back to her and hit her in the head and killed her. So, Kadchavia Yishvi Benayv, when Yishvi Benayv saw what happened, Omri said, Omer Hashdo, Heve Beitrain, the Kapili. He says, now there's two against me and they're both coming to kill me. In other words, now Yishvi saw that Avisha ben Tsruya is here, so it's him and David against him, it's two against one like. So he got scared. She said, Hashdo Beitrain, the Kapili. So Paskara David, he threw David up with Lilo, Vidatzle Leremcha, and he put his spear on the floor. Omri said, Nefel Olai V'Nikta, let David comes down, he'll fall straight into the sword and I'll die. So Omri Avisha said, Shem, he said to Shem HaMeferish, and Ukman David ben Shemai Liyarya, that David stood up in the Shemaim in the air, he didn't come down. So that's the way he saved David. So the question the Gemara asks, V'Neim Le'iyu, why didn't David HaMelech himself say to Shem HaMeferish to save himself? So the answer is, Ein Chovish Moitzi Yatsun Be'Fasurim, a person that's in jail cannot save himself. Rashi says that in Daita Nuchuvenes Leimer Hashem, he doesn't have Yishev Adas, he's not a con, a piece to say Hashem's name. Fahashto Nitzel David Vashlicho Hashem Baruchet, for Holcho Avishai V'David V'Chosulem. This is the way David was saved. Omalei Ma Boyisoch. So David asked him, what are you doing here? Omalei or Tsruya, or the opposite way, that Tsruya asked David, what are you doing here? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to me, that I'll give you a choice, either that you should be given over to the enemy, or your children should be killed. For Ochi Hadle, this is what I answered back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather put me in the hand of the enemy. Is Omalei, so he said, Apech Slusa Ba Baruch Kirya Lisvan. Let's change around. So in other words, Avisha ben Tsruya told back to David Omalei, Apes Luscha, doesn't just the opposite, like let your children be killed, but let you be saved. So you have to say, people say, Ba Brech Kirilizvan, let your children go and sell wax, the atlet it stir, and you won't have any pain. Like, that's the way people talk. What do you care what's going to do with your children as long as you will be saved? Omalei, so David Mel said back to him, Mihochi, Saye Badon, I want you to help along. Like, so Rash says, it means to say, David asked him, you daven with me. So Haimudik said, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayaz Eloi Avisha ben Tsruya, Avisha ben Tsruya helped David. And Omar of Yudom Arav, Sha'ozroi betfila, he helped them with tefillah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Avisha Hashem, so Avishai said again Hashem's name, V'yachte, and he brought down David from the middle of the air where he was standing there, and he brought him down. Hebekorodiv Basrei. Gemara says, Hebekorodiv Basrayim. So this Yishbi knife was running after now David and Avishai. He was chasing them. Is Hebekorodiv Basrayim, Kimot, and they were running away. So Kimoti Kuvi, when they came to the city Kuvi, Amr, they said, Kumbe, let's stand up and let's fight him. But they decided not to. Kimot the Beitar, when they came to the city, Tori Omri, but Beitari Gurion Kotlu Liari. Like, could we go kill a lion? Like, he's too strong, we're still afraid of him. Is Amulei Zil Ashkach Liofa. So they said to him, Mishno, go try and find your mother. Imuch Bekivrat, your mother's in the grave. Like, now he told her what happened, that he killed his mother. Is Kiyitkulei Shemei Diima, when they mentioned his mother's name, Kochash Chela, he lost his strength and became weak. For Kotla, they were able to kill him. And Hanukkah says, that's what the Pasuk says, Oz Nishpu Anshe David Loi Leimor Loi Seitze Yoidi Tzonel Mechama, we don't want to come out anymore to have war with us. For Loi Sich Pesnei Yisrael, we're afraid that maybe you'll be killed. So from now on they're afraid to let David go out himself, go out to have Mechama. Tanu Rabbanu went like this, Shloisha Kovtzele Me'ohoretz. For three people, the land was Kovtzele, means it became, the earth shrank for them. Eliezer ben Avrom, who was the medic Pitzah Berach, Eliezer ben Avrom, the Yaakov Avinu, the Avisha ben Tzruya. Avisha ben Tzruya had the more, that was the mitzvah we just said, for him when he had to run to try and save David, so there was a Pitzah Berach, he made the whole route in one day. It's made it fast. Eliezer ben Avrom, the Yovei HaYomer Ayin, he came today by the well. The main one to teach us the Hu Yomer Nofik, that day he went out, and that day he reached it. So the Kvitz Saderach. Yaakov Avinu, where's the poster for Yaakov Avinu that he had a Kvitz Saderach? The poster says, the Echsivit says, Vayetze Yaakov Avinu.